Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Schutzvar Marmar to Shiach Nishmas. Our ancestor Bats Rib Shmuel, Chayachav Yafayim, Mas Manatis Basia, for Shem Sor Shechol Yisrael. The Rambam, the beginning of the fourth parak of Hilchos Ratzeach, tells us that if you had a kavanah to kill one person, you end up killing another, your pater mimisis bezim and at the shlum and a galus, no galus because ain't our mikla kotos, as the Rambam will explain. And therefore, if somebody throws a stone among a group of Jews and he kills one of the people of this group, he is pater mimisas beizdin. Now, the Rambam says in Hilchos Esurei Bia 1527, it would appear to me that if you have a medina that has a Goyisha woman who could give birth and you find a child there cast away, so you don't know if he's a Jew or a Goy. Maybe his mother's a Shifcha, maybe his mother's not Jewish. So when he gets married, he's an Asufi, he can marry a Giyores. So this, well, his wife is a Safik Eshesish. And if somebody has beer with her, Pater, because you don't kill based on a Safik. And as far as the Rambam is explained by Moraine Rabbeinu Rabbarim, basing himself in his Shir, the Svar of the Rambam is that even though they're mostly Jewish women in this Medina, and if we go after the Rof, the Tinok is a Yisrael, and the wife of this Tinok, after he gets older and marries her, is an Eishes Ish Gemur. Nevertheless, we don't go after the Rof. Why? Because there's a Loz Lina Basar Ruba Disa Kama on the Chayiv Misa. You don't go after a Rof that is in front of us. Mechayiv Misa. Yeah, there's a Rof. She's not Mechayiv Misa based on the Rof. Therefore, if it's Rav Yisraelios, so you don't assume the child is necessarily a Jew. You're not Mechayiv Misa, someone who sleeps with his wife. She remains a Sofek Eshesish. The Ravid is Masik on the Rambam. We see in the Sugya in Sanhedrin, the Medina Nefashis go after the Rav, so you also should go after the Rav. Sanhedrin Samach Tesamar Aleph. The Medina Nefashis go after the Rav. The Magid Mishnah explains the Rambam. And he says that Lagabe Yuchsin, Amin and Dolores Lina Basarubi Yisrael Mishumaila de Yuchsin, Largus and Ephesh al Kadush of Lokolshkin. By Yuchsin, we don't go after the Rov, because of a Maila be Yuchsin. So we're careful about Yichus, so we're choishish even for a mute. So to kill somebody, certainly, we don't go after the Rov. The Magid Mishnah means this is that the Rama Musomech and what it says in the Gemara, Ksubistav, Tezvavom Beis, that if you find a baby that's cast away, you don't know if he's a Jew or a Goy, if they're mostly Jews in the city, then assume the baby is Jewish. Mostly Goy, assume the baby is a Goy. 50-50, assume the baby is Jewish. Rav says this is only Lach Yosef. The Beis Din has to take care of him, to give him life, to support him. But Le'yuchsin, if it's a daughter, we're not Machshir Le'kahuna. Even you're not machshir l'kuhuna. Why not? Because you're choshish for the miut. Why are you choshish for the miut? Because when it comes to Yichus, we're extra specially careful. So therefore, we're not Machshir or the Kahuna. So the Magid Mishnah says, listen, by Yuchsim we're Choshish for the Miut, but the child isn't kosher. So, the Rambam also holds that to kill somebody, we're also choshish for the miut. And therefore, when someone is with an asufi marries this giyores, his wife is only a safek eshesish. It's hard to understand the Magid Mishnah. That we don't go after the Roy when it comes to Yochsin is a maila de rabbanan. How can you have a limud l'nichiyuv misa? There's no Maila de Rabbanan. Person's chayiv misa, he's chayiv misa. Let's go after the Rov and say he's Jewish, a good Jew, and the and Mela's wife is an Eishes Ish, and you killed somebody who was intimate with her. So the Magen Mishnah means is he's not learning Dina Nefashis, Dina Yochsin. He wants to say is that if these Svara to go after Rov Yisrael was such a strong Svara, such a strong Beil, that it gave us certitude, even with respect to Nefashis. So the Chachamim wouldn't be Mataka in this Maila and say that it's not a good enough Beirah then in Yuchsin. So in the fact that we see that even though there's Rubel Atera and Ebelas Chomer Mataka, that for Yichus we're Choshesh, Latino Kamushloch, and we're not going after the Rove, we say that the baby, this girl, is not Sheher Lekune. We're not going to follow the Rove. So since we're not going to follow the Rove there, we see that the Beirul that we have Mikoch the Rove is not a complete Beirul. It doesn't completely clarify the issue. And therefore, Memela, Gamlin, Yindini, Nefashis, that are very chamor, can't go after the Rove. And Memela, you can't kill somebody based on this Rove. If we're not certain, like we see from the fact that we're not Samech for Yichus on the Rove, and we say that maybe the child isn't Kasher Lekahuna. So too, we're not samech on the rov when it comes to killing somebody. And memela, if this person was baal safek eshesish, her husband's an asufi, you don't kill him. Ubeemes svaraso yishel ha magid mishnah mevueres lehedya basugye. Meseches Kedushin. We have a Mesugin Kedushin. Misha says 79b. Misha Yatza Uvi Ishtol Mdinas Hayam. A man went with his wife overseas and returned years later with his wife and children and said, the wife who went with me overseas is this one. And these are her children. So he says, listen, this is my wife. These are her children. Now these are my children. So it's all kosher v'yasher. Ain tzorech levi raya lo ala isha v'lo ala bani. He doesn't have to bring proof either about the wife or the children. Meisu ve'elu paneha. But only with the children, he says his wife died, he has to bring a raya for the children. All of the cases for which the Mishnah rules that no proof is required that the children are hers refer to where they tag along after her, i.e. they are young children who are attached to her in the manner of children their mother. This corroborates the claim that she is indeed their mother. Lashon Rashi, Shehim Nidbakim Etzla. They're Davukba, they're clinging to her. And Memela, they belong, we assume they belong to their mother, and therefore doesn't have to bring a raya. Vaitu in the Sukhya. Amarish Lakish. Loishanu, this law that we rely on the children's attachment to a woman to prove the claim that she is their mother. Loishanu Vakoche Gvul was taught only in regard to consecrated items eaten in the provinces, i.e. outside of Yerushalayim. In other words, Truman Challah, which is the only consecrated item that can be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. According to Rish Lakish, the Mishnah means that if the man was a Kohen and claims that these are the children born to him by his genealogically cleared wife, those children are considered to be genealogically pure Kohanim as far as allowing them to eat Shumah. But in regard to genealogical purity, for purposes of marriage, we don't rely on this presumption. I, the female children, can't marry Kohanim unless witnesses testify that these are indeed the wife's daughters. Rabbi Yochanan says no, even with regard to Yuchsin. So the presumption of maternity created by the young girl's attachment to the wife allows the girl to marry Cohen without further investigation. In ruling so, Rabbi Yochanan is the time. We administer the penalty of lashes on the basis of legal presumptions. We execute by stoning or burning on the basis of legal presumptions. We do not burn shruma on the basis of legal presumptions, on the basis of chazakas. Rashi explains, as the Rabbi Yochanan l'tame, the Amach samchinen achazaka, shehuchzaku likarech etzla, v'cheskas shehi imoy, afilu le'inyan dine nefashis lisako v'lisarev zeal ze, k'dlekaman, v'kol shekein liyuchsin, v'hechshel kuhun. Rabbi Yochanan follows his logic when he says that this law was taught that we follow the chazaka even with regard to yuchsin, because he says that we administer the penalty of lashes on the basis of chazakas. If somebody commits an act whose criminal nature is legally presumed, even though there's no actual testimony, as the Gemara illustrates later. And we also give skila and sreifa ala chazakas. So Rashi says that there was samech on the chazaka, that there's a chazaka that if they're hanging out with her, these are her children. So he says, that's Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasa, because he says even dinei nefashas, they get skila, they get sreifa. So kol shekein liyuchsin lehechsher kahuna. If we're going to kill on the basis of a chazaka, then we're most certainly going to follow chazaka when it comes to yuchsin. Harei lefaneinu, this is Mamish Gevaldik. We have it here letter by letter in an open and often a Gemara. So we have here in the Gemara that if we can follow a chazaka and kill based on this chazaka, we can certainly follow it liyichus. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Kol shekein liyuchsin. And even though the gabe yuchsin, They were metaking takanos to be machmir in their beirur. Nevertheless, if it's 100%, they're not going to make any takanos. So this din of the Rambam, that we don't follow a chiyuv misa, we don't follow a rov when it comes to a chiyuv misa, it's mavur lahedja in our sugya. To amar Rav, kabei tinoi kanimtza, leishanu ela lahachyosa v'ala yuchsin loy. You don't follow the rov when it comes to yichus, because it's not 100% of a beirut. And like we see in the Gemara, in Kiddushin, Ein Tes and Pei, that if you have a beiru, that's enough in Inyan Misa, it's certainly going to be Moel LeYuchsin. And even though the Gabbai Yuchsin were Machmir, they make Takanas to be Machmir, we don't find by Chiyuv Misa. Nevertheless, it's not possible that Chacham were Machmir to make a Maile BeYuchsin if it's 100% the Gabbai Chiyuv Misa. And we say, listen, the Gabbai Chiyuv Misa, it's 100%, but by Yuchsin, we're not sure. We don't say that. So if you have certitude l'gabei chiyuv misa, we also have certitude l'gabei yuchsin. But if you don't have certitude, l'gabei yuchsin, then you also don't have certitude l'gabei chiyuv misa. So in our case, when you have a tino kamushlach, you don't have certitude l'inyan yuchsin. We said, if l'inyan yuchsin, you're not 100% sure, there's not a complete bear on the yuchsin. So there's also not a complete bear on the chiyuv misa. Like we see in the Gemara, that if there is a bearer on the Chiyuv Misa, so that means there's also a bearer on the Yuchsin, even though Yuchsin we have Chumra sometimes, we're not going to be Machmir if it's 100%. So if it's 100% by Misa, then it's also going to be 100% by Yuchsin. And if we see it's not 100% by Yuchsin, then it's also not 100% to allow for a Chiyuv Misa. Now we see in our sugya, ksubis of tesvav, amar Rav Zeira, kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami. Every kavua, when something is set in a set place, even though there's a rov one way, it's kemechza al mechza. It's considered 50-50. Sai lekula, sai lechumra. How does Rav Zeira know this? The way Rav Zeira knows this is as follows. From the fact that if you have Tisha Shratzim, their veil is metamei b'maga, and once svardeya, the veil is not metagi, and a tar touched one of them. We don't know which, so b'rishasiach it's sveik otar, b'sarab it's sveik otar. So even though you have a rov, doesn't matter. Kol kavua kamechtzal mechtzadam. In the Mela, we consider this Safek in your Matar versus Harabim. So Gemara says, no. How do you know Midoy Raisa? So Gemara answers, because it says, V'arav lo yevakom olav. And Reb Shimon Darshan says, Achi yiskavim. You have to have kavana for the one you're killing. Achi yiskavim. You have to have kavana for the one you're killing. And Rabbanan say, Rabbanan hold niskavin lara gazev har gazev yuchayiv misa. So what are they going to learn from this pasuk? So to Amid Bei Reb Yanai, prad lezorek evin lego. If you throw a stone to a group of people, he says, what are we talking about? There are nine goyim and one Jew. So you have a rov. If it's 50-50, suffolk and fascist lakil. So you must be needed for a case of nine Jews and one guy. And we should go after the rov. So since the Kanani is kavua, he's pratik is kokovo mechza mechza, that's what it means for arvlo v'kamal. He has to ambush him. He has to be miskavim. But if he's not, and if it's nine Jews and one guy, it's not considered miskavim for a Jew. Why is it not considered miskavim for a Jew? Because kol kavua ka mechza mechza dami. You have to, I mean, Reb Shimon uses the lashon of Achi iskavim. Rabbis hold that miskavim larag is ever zechayiv misa. But in this case, of Zorik Evan Lagav, he's pater. He's of kol kavua ka mechza mechza dami. So according to the rabbis, va'arav lo, is Mamai, this case, of Tishi Yisrael and Mekanani Echad. And that's to be va'arav lo, and not if there's, even if there are nine Jews, and one guy, we still say, kol kavua ka mechza mechza dami, and he's pater. Ad kan, מדברי הסוגיה. ולא נסבור בגמורה להדיה, לעניין איזה פרט מסוים, הבינה זלין על בשר רובי, לא לגזרס הכוסף בקבוע. ונחלקו בזה הראשונים. The Gemara doesn't tell us with regard to what detail we would have gone after the rov if not for the Gzeres HaKosov of Kavua. And there's a Machlokas Rishonim. Let's hear what the Rishonim say. The Haman Sanhedrin says, Amid Rariyani Prat Lezor Gevin Lagav, the Toich Chabura Shel Bnei Adam, Mehem Kusim Mehem Yisrael, and Eskav in Larag is Yisrael, he wanted to kill the Jew. The Hisrubo, and they gave him Asra. Don't throw this stone. Sheben Brisu v'teharigala. He's a Jew and you're going to be killed. And he's Almanaskan and he throws it. And he kills somebody. We don't know if the one he killed was a Jew or a guy. He's Pater. V'hachim mashmul l'rabban, and the rabbis learned v'arvlo d'lav li'yichudei kavana u'dasa. El yichudei maise. Ad shivadas miharag im Yisrael uim lav. He's telling us that he has to ambush him. That it's telling us that even though we know that the rov is Jewish, we don't assume that the person he killed was a Jew. We don't know whether or not he killed a Jew or a guy. We know he killed somebody. We don't know whether it was a Jew or a guy. In such a case, we don't follow the rov, because kol kavua ka mechza mechza dami. And we don't assume that it was a Jew that he killed. His kavana was to kill a Jew, not it was to kill a Jew. Not a guy. We don't know who he killed, so he's off the hook. However, there are other Rishonim who argue, and they say we're talking about a case that we know that he killed a Jew. But our discussion is about his kavana. Is the fact that it was rogue Jews kavana to kill a Jew? Says the Shita Mekubetzes. Yesh lefarish dehachi ka'amar. Prat lezarek evan legav. V'sor chaburas b'nei adam sheyesh kusim b'yisraelim. V'niskavein laharoig eze sheyiz dami. It's talking about a case, we're excluding a case where he threw a stone among a group of people. There are Jews there and there are goyim there. And his kavana was to kill whoever it kills, even a Jew. And he throws it. Hikas echad me Yisraelim meis, and he kills a Jew. And this is the way the rabbis learn. V'orav lohi, he has to ambush him. V'yachude kavana lebar Yisrael. He has to have kavana for a Jew. Afagav lohi niskavim lohi. So he intended to kill a Jew. He didn't intend to kill this Jew, but he intended to kill a Jew. And the din is that he's pater. But the kinan. Hechidami. We say, what's the case? If it's nine goyim and one Jew, it's rov goyim. Even though a Jew was killed, he didn't have kavana for him. It's called they didn't have kavana for him. Lo niskavim lo mikri, diyo niskavim la ogezi shiz dami. He said, whoever he's going to kill. And there were nine goyim there. So you can't get him on that. So again, if it's Rov Goyim, and he says whoever it hits, so it's Rov Goyim. So then, of course, he's not Chayiv, because all chances are it's going to hit the non-Jew. It's come to exclude a case where he throws a stone, it's mostly Jews, and he says whoever it hits. And in such a case, he should be Chayiv. Because it says Va'arav lo. Means all he has to do is people being going after a Jew. Baravlo, any Jew, if he wants to, he has to have a kavana lebar Yisrael, not that this specific guy. But if Baravlo for a bar Yisrael, he's still going to be chayiv. Shimon holds in skavin aragazev aragazev is pater. Chama hold, Rabbanan hold, no, it's chayiv. But here it's talking about where there's a guy in the group. And there's a guy in the group, so and he says, whoever it hits. You can't say his intention was for a Jew. Why not? Why can't you say his intention is for a Jew? He's called Kavua Kamechza Mechza Dami. So here you see, kol kavua kamechza mechza dami. Because even though you say his kavanah is to hit whoever he wants to hit, whoever it hits, and he's cool with that. But it doesn't matter since it's 50% goyim, because kol kavua kamechza mechza dami is pater. That's according to the Shita Mekubetzes. Before we saw the Ramban Sanhedrin brought in the Shita Mekubetzes, who says that he intended to kill a Jew, and yet he's still pater, because we don't know if he actually killed the Jew. So that's the machlokes here. Why we would have gone according to the Rov, according to one opinion, first opinion we saw, we would have gone according to the Rov and assumed he killed a Jew, and according to the second opinion, would have gone after the Rove and assume he was intending to kill a Jew. There are 9 Jews. But we say no. There was one going called Kavua Kamechza Mechza Dami. We see, according to the first parish, his kavana was a Jew. But we don't know who he killed, so he's pater. According to the second kavana, his kavana, second opinion, kavana is anybody. Kavana is anybody. And the reason he's pater is because you can't say that his kavana was for a Jew, because of the Rov, you would say it, because of the Rov, it's Kavanah was for a Jew, because they're mostly Jews. Kama Shalom, we don't say that. Because Kol Kavua Kamechza Mechza Dami, so we say his Kavanah was for anybody. Now what's Shitas HaRambam? The Hashta, Im Navo Ladin B'Shitas HaRambam. Fi eze mena perushim. Hanal ani yucholim lefarish b'daitoi. In eidavu ze poshetu ve'inu tzorich diyun klal. She'in lahalot al adat. The Rambam yufarish keperush haramo. We want to know what's Shitas HaRambam. How is the Rambam learning? The answer is, it's not even a question. It's not even a question. Because the Rambam can't learn like the Rama, like the first parish. That if we don't know if it's a Jew or a Goy who was killed, we would have gone after the Rov, Lechiyuv, and assumed it was a Jew. Because the Rambam Leshitaso is called Eicha Sheyesh Lanu Safek Bamitziut Eicha Yita, wherever we have a doubt as to the reality, what happened? A beirur al yidei ruba de isa kaman is not considered a beirur len yindinei nefashas. As we saw before, Rov doesn't 100% it. That's why the Rambam paskins that even if they're mostly Jewish women, and the child gets married to a Gioras, the Sesuvi gets married to a Gioras, you don't kill somebody who sleeps with her. Because the Roiv of this child is not a Beilul Gomu. And therefore, for that, you don't need a Miut in the Pasuk. Because that's the Ikar Hadin Aliba de HaRambam. Even without the Miut of Orav Loi, the Loyaz Lin and Basa Ruba Bedin and Nefashis. The Svar of Law is telling you not to go after the Rov. You would think to go after the Rov. Kamash Blan Naat. Bees Kol Kavua Kamechza Mechza Dami. But the Rambam doesn't need a Pasuk to tell you that if you're not sure, the Maharaga was a Jew or a Goy, that you assume it's a Jew. Because the Rambam says when it comes to nefashos, you don't follow Rovs. It's not 100% certitude. If we don't know if it hit a Jew or a guy, you got to assume it hit a guy. So it must be that the discussion is what was his kavana? What was his kavana b'shas zrikas evan legav? Like we saw in the second parish. Rav Lo teaches that you need kavana for a Jew. As long as he had kavana for a Jew, he's chayiv. And then Ba'aravlo is teaching Yechidish that if it's 9-1 Goyim, you can't say that his Kavanah was for a Jew. Even if it's 9-1 Jews, excuse me, 9-1 Jews, you can't say his Kavanah was for a Jew because kol kavua kamechtza mechtzadam. So you would say, Lulei the Pasuk, that his Kavanah was for a Jew. Therefore, he's chayiv. Kamash malan that it wasn't, because kol kavua kamechtza mechtzadam. Now, Rashi holds, as we learned in a previous shiur, that he had kavana for a certain person, but we don't know if that person's a goy or a Jew. And that you need a pasuk to tell you that he's pater, even if it's mostly Jews. But according to the Rambam, you don't need a pasuk because we're dealing with dinei nefashos, and you have a suffix here in the metzias. That person he intended to kill, was he a guy or a Jew? We don't know. So in Mela, you have to assume that it's a guy, because suffix in the metzias, he a guy or a Jew? Even though the robe is that he's a Jew, it doesn't matter. That the Rambam doesn't need a pasuk, so the Rambam couldn't explain like a Rashi. So how does the Rambam learn? That he threw the stone among the group of people and didn't have kavanah for any specific person. He says, whoever the stone hits is good for me. And that's why we would have gone according to the rule. Because our it's not that we lack Yedi in the Metzias. If we lack Yedi in the Metzias, we're not following the Rove. When it's a suffix in Yedi as a Metzias, the Rambam says, you don't follow the Rove. But here it's not a suffix in Yedi as a Metzias. We know the Metzias. And he just throws the stone, 9 Jews, 1 guy. He says, whoever it hits, it hits. So in such a case, we should be mechayiv him, even according to the Rambam. So kamash malan that you're not mechayiv him. That's what the pasuk is coming to teach you. So that'd be shitas Rambam. About Zorik Evan Megav. When they're a mixture of Canaanim and Yisraelim. And even if they're 9 Yisraelim and 1 Canaani, it's still going to be pater. Because kol kavua kamechtza mechtzadami. And the Metzias is that he threw it and he knew, he didn't know. He said, whoever it hits, it hits. So we should follow the row of kamashman that we don't. Rov is in a Beirut Gomer. So when we have a suffix in the Metzius, so there it's Pashat according to the Rambam. We don't know if the Metzius a Jew died or a Goy died. We don't know the Metzius. If the person he was intending to hit is a Jew or a Goy. So in those cases, according to the Rambam, it's Pashat. You're not following the Rov. Where would you think to follow the Rov? You would think to follow the Rov if you're Mesupik, when he throws the stone, and he says, whoever it hits, it hits. So there you would think to follow the Rov. You don't follow the Rov when it's a suffix in the Metzius. You say, hey, Rov doesn't create its Avade in the Metzius. But if he just throws it and he says, whoever it hits, you would think to be Mechayivim. So Kamash Malam, because of Kol Kavua, that you're not. As long as there's one non-Jew there. Now, when it comes to a situation where they're all Jews, that's how we started this year. That he threw it to Toich Edom Yisrael. He threw it into a group of Jews. So the Rambam Paskins, and in such a case, he's Pater. So apparently in that, he's Paskining like Reb Shimon. He's like the Rambam starts, and Skavin Laro Gezev, Ahara Gezev Pater. And the male, if he throws it to Toich Edom Yisrael, he's not miscavving for the guy he killed. He's Pater. And what we were discussing was primarily the case of where it's a mixture of Jews and Gentiles, or mostly Jews. But there's still just so much more to say about this, but we're just trying to open it up a little bit, and it's a Hashem. We will continue discussing this in future Shiulim. And I thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.